Here's that Weather Eye forecast from meteorologist Paul Trombley. Skies will be mostly cloudy on the peninsula today. A few glimpses of sunshine. Inland areas will see a bit more. Slight chance of some rain or snow showers developing this afternoon on the peninsula, turning to a little freezing drizzle over tonight with highs today around 40 degrees. We need some cheers for the 40 degrees. Yay! We're cheering for the 40 degrees. Our lows tonight will drop to around 20, southerly winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming southwesterly this afternoon. Patchy freezing drizzle ending tomorrow morning. Some sunshine later in the day with highs in the mid-30s. Let's hear it for sunshine and mid-30s. Yay! Clouds will increase late tomorrow. Slight chance of snow late tomorrow night. Better chance of snow on Thursday. Maybe some heavy snow Thursday night. Let's hear it for heavy snow. Boo! And snow showers will probably continue into Friday. Thursday's highs will be in the low 30s. Friday's temps in the mid-20s. Maybe on the weekend, highs in the low teens. Let's hear it for the low teens. Boo! Around the area, got a great cheering section here. 24 degrees in Onondaga, 15 in Launce, 9 in Lake Linden, 17 in Calumet, 19 downtown in Houghton and Hancock at Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf. Let me introduce you to the cheering section that we have here in the studio this morning. They are from the Houghton Middle School Drama Club. Clayton Bullitt is here, Eva Nemiroff is here, and Mary Massapost is here. Good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
And thank you for cheering so heavily there.
You're welcome. It was hard.
Yeah, I know. Well, you are highly trained drama people, so I figured you could do a yay and a boo. And
yeah.
David Crowley, who is the drama club advisor at Houghton, is also here. You have a couple of plays coming up this weekend. Let's talk first about the one that the three of you are involved in. That is the two-act play. Hang on, I got to get my information up here. It's up on the web calendar if you want to know more about this at thewolf.com. Go to the calendar on the community page. There are two plays being presented. One is a one-actor. It's called Penny Dreadfuls. And the one that my three guests are in is a two-actor. It's called Acting Can Be Murder. So which one of you gets murdered?
None of us get murdered, but I am murderous. I kill someone.
You kill someone? Wait a minute. Mary, you don't look like a murderer.
Well, no. you need to get to know her.
Thank you, Eva.
You're welcome.
So why do you kill someone? Without giving too much of the plot away.
They say in the beginning.
They say why I kill her right in the beginning, just to clear things up. But I kill her because I am her understudy, and I want to play the lead. So I kill her in order to have the lead.
You just don't look like the greedy, conniving sort, I must say. So, Eva, how do you fit into this?
Well, Mary plays the understudy that killed the lead, and I am kind of the director within the play. I direct everything that's happening, and I get annoyed with Mary, who plays Dolores, because she is just slowly going crazy, and I am just kind of pulling my hair out like David right now.
The crazy thing I can understand looking at Mary.
So a lot of the time, you know, it's fun to do a play, but sometimes, you know, Dave gets stressed, so sometimes I'm just, definitely.
You're building a lot of empathy now for Mr. Crowley because you're understanding what he's going through.
So trying
to deal with all of you.
Yeah. So it's definitely a lot of fun to just, I already know what's happening, but my character doesn't, so it's really fun to just pretend that my friend is going crazy, so.
And Clayton, how do you fit into all of this?
Well, I am an actor in the play. I have the lead male part, and I am a butler in the play. Inside.
You're the butler? You have to dress up? Do you have to have a really big suit and everything?
Well, it's hot in there, but it's not very big. I've got a bow tie and stuff.
Oh, so you're officially a butler. I can't give away the ending, but in some of these, the butler does it.
Well, actually, the play within the play is called Which Butler Did It?
Oh, okay. So, yes. It's a play.
Within a play.
I'm so easily confused.
Yes. So you see, we're doing a play from Houghton Middle School, but the play is about another play. That's why she killed the lead, and I'm the director within the play, and he's the butler within the play. So it's mildly confusing, but while you're watching the play, you do get it.
It will all make sense if you're sitting in the seat, which everybody in Houghton County should be.
Definitely.
For these plays coming up this weekend.
Let me interject here. The there's not a mystery about who the murderer is. The mystery is whether or not she's going to get caught, because she starts hearing things, thinking that the people know, and that's what causes her to slowly unravel.
Well, this is so this is like the conscience stricken. This is like the telltale heart.
Yes.
A little bit. It's a bit of a telltale heart kind of thing
because
going on
because the body's
here.
Hid in a trunk that's right there on stage.
Oh. You could have been more clever than that. There are all sorts of places in the Copper Country you can dump a body.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit, David, about the other play that you're doing, the one-act play called Penny Dreadfuls.
Okay. Penny Dreadfuls is basically a story about a man called the Professor and his band of kids who rob and thief from. It sounds a little bit like Oliver Twist, actually. And my take on it is it's almost an Oliver Twist story written by Shakespeare, because it involves a character named Matt Agee who narrates a lot of the show in rhyme. And there are sections of this thing where even the Penny Dreadfuls, all these kids have one line after another that rhyme. And
do they have to say things like forsooth?
No.
Because that's what Shakespeare wrote words like forsooth.
Yes. But it's a dark comedy. There's choking and stabbing, and it's quite an interesting little tale.
All right, so tell me, Clayton, turn that mic back towards you there. Tell me, Clayton, why you decided to get into this play.
I don't know. My sister Brittany, she's 30 now, she used to be in the drama club here, and she told me I would like it. So I went into the play last year, the middle school play. Then Dave asked me to be in the high school play, and I had a lot of lines there. Now I'm in this play.
And pretty soon you're going to be in Hollywood, making $1 million a film, and you're going to remember all of us, right?
I don't know.
Thank you, Clayton.
Maybe.
How about you, Eva? Why did you decide to do this?
Well, I've been doing plays since I was 7 years old. This is my 15th play total.
Really?
Yeah, I really love theater. I want to do it when I grow up. And when I heard about it and when I heard what it was about, as all of his plays are, it seemed like so much fun, and it is so much fun. And I just thought that, you know, another fun play, and it's really cool. I think it's different from any play I've ever been in. It's a lot more, you know, deep and interesting.
What's been the hardest thing about this for you, Mary?
Well, I'm playing a 40-year-old woman who is going crazy because she killed someone. So
basically, this is close to probably your mom, because she's going crazy because she has to do it with you, see?
A little bit. But yeah, it's sort of, I guess the hardest thing was trying to be sort of like a insane sort of crazy.
Okay.
More like I'm being driven insane.
Okay.
Instead of just being...
Not your normal loopy craziness. This is a real legitimately crazy craziness.
Yes. And she's just getting like progressively worse as it goes on.
Okay. I bet that's a challenge.
Yeah. The memorization was hard because I had to memorize 232 lines.
Oh, my.
And lots of them are very long, almost like monologues.
Yeah. Whoa.
So... I think there's like 5 that are very, very long.
Wow, you've got a lot of work in this then.
Yes.
When did you all start working on this?
That's a good question. I think, didn't we start a few months ago?
Before Christmas break.
Just before Christmas break. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, now the plays, both of them, Acting Can Be Murder and Penny Dreadfuls, are coming up this weekend. They are Friday night and Saturday night at 7 o'clock and Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Do I have that right?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
See, I'm right on top of things here. And you can get tickets at the door at the Houghton High School Auditorium. And they are always wonderful because David and the kids always do a great job putting these plays on. No pressure. You're going to be wonderful, aren't you?
They get pressure from me. Take my word for it.
Well, but you know, there is a little pressure, but it's part of learning how to perform.
That's what makes it fun, yeah.
Yeah, and the ultimate comes when you've done a good job. Mm-hmm. And you get done and the curtain comes down and you can go, yes, we nailed it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I hope that happens to you all 3 nights.
Oh, thank you.
So thank you for coming in. Clayton Bullitt and Eva Nemiroff and Mary Massapust here on The Morning Show at Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf.